You're listening to The Modern Mainframe, BMC's Intelligent Z Optimization and Transformation Podcast, covering the latest trends and issues on the mainframe, and how BMC AMI and BMC Compuware Solutions can help you build a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to The Modern Mainframe. I'm Matt Dallaire. Our topic of discussion today is how and why to incorporate a continuous integration, continuous delivery pipeline with your mainframe DevOps efforts. Joining me today are three DevOps advocates from here at BMC, Senior Product Manager Mark Schettenhelm, Lead Product Manager Steve Solomon, and DevOps Evangelist Tony Anter. So Mark, Steve, Tony, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Great to be here.
BMC recently released a new ebook called Maximize the Benefits of Your CI/CD Pipeline by Including the Mainframe. And I'll include a link to that in the show notes. The book makes the case for why increased velocity and quality of mainframe development are crucial and lays out important processes, technology, and cultural changes to consider as you integrate the mainframe with your CI/CD pipeline. So to start off, I'd like to touch on some of those considerations. Mark, you get to go first. Why is a CI/CD pipeline important for mainframe development in today's digital economy?
Well, Matt, you know, people always need to do more with less. That's always the case, right? We're being asked to do so much, and we're limited with resources. What happens is those that are more efficient will pull ahead of those that aren't. And these pipelines provide a way to pull ahead by doing more with what you have. It's really offloading the manual or repetitive tasks. The way I look at it is we have a lot of steps in our development process, right? All these different steps we do. What pipelines do is automate these steps, turning the stairs into an escalator.
I like that. Steve, why do you think so?
I think there's a couple of things. Is that traditionally on the mainframe, you may have had siloed development. And when you start adding the CI/CD pipelines, it enables all of the tools that you can use from development plus the mainframe and bring those into a cohesive process for automation that fits the team that needs it.
Tony, anything to add?
No, I think Mark and Steve really hit it on the head. I guess to use a similar analogy, in today's world, you're delivering software, the computer software, the applications. Those are today's product. And just like Henry Ford back in the day when he was building cars, he came up with the concept of the assembly line and automated the creation of cars with everybody having their own step in doing it. Today's digital economy is the same thing. You're creating applications and you're pushing them down that pipeline. And the pipeline is the computer equivalent of the assembly line. And it's building that app and pushing it down the pipe as you need it. And I think that to Mark's point, the teams that are able to automate and go faster are the ones that are going to push ahead. And the ones that aren't are going to get left behind. And that's why it's so important. And that's why it's important to the mainframe, because the mainframe has to modernize and get into that new world.
Mark, you know a thing or two about Henry Ford. Anything to add here?
No, I think that's the concept. I mean, that was the thing that really, automating the assembly line was the thing that made cars affordable and went out to millions and millions of cars and getting it to everybody being able to have one. And I think it's the same way here with these pipelines, is automating them will spread out that goodness and provide a lot more for our end users, and taking it from something that's custom and bespoke and making it much more automated.
So CI/CD has been used in distributed development for years. Why is it important now to include the mainframe? Are there any instances in which changes to enhancements at non-mainframe applications can also have an impact on mainframe applications? Tony, I'll ask you to start.
Yeah, I don't think that in today's world, there any one platform is an island. So your mobile teams are referencing data that is housed in a back-end system, most likely a mainframe. Same thing with the cloud. The cloud is a set of applications running on, you know, systems somewhere, but they're still referencing data and things that are back-end, and you still need back-end processing. So the changes that happen in any of these platforms can and will directly affect the mainframe, and the mainframe can't fall behind. Both of these systems have had the benefit of working on automation and pipelines for years now, and the mainframe needs to come up to speed in that same area. It needs to be in that same pipeline and in that same automated fashion that the other platforms are able to deliver their solutions.
Steve, anything to add?
I'll just simplify Tony's comment and say, really, the mainframe is just another server in your data center. And by having consistent processes, you have easier introduction, bringing new people on board, and it adds more value and velocity and quality to your application development process.
Mark?
Right. It's really important to link them up and get things to mesh correctly, because the points that especially Tony made, distributed work is not isolated. None of these platforms are isolated. They need to work together. They need each other for data and processing. And to get it to work effectively, they have to be working in the same way, and they have to really link together to produce things at the same pace.
And I think it's been pointed out to me that we're not really talking about DevOps on the mainframe. We're talking about including the mainframe in your DevOps initiatives, in your DevOps pipelines.
Excellent point. That's true.
Yeah, that is a great point, Matt, because we don't want to differentiate those platforms to what Steve said. This is just another deployment target. DevOps is DevOps.
So are there special challenges in integrating the mainframe into the CI/CD pipeline? What strategies can facilitate adoption, and what tools are needed to be successful?
The tools exist. It's really more of an awareness and knowledge issue. Really, I see it as the core tool is really the tools you use for your source code management, but particularly build and deploy, that you have to have those in place and part of your pipeline, because that's the core of the activities. Once you have those in place, then you can start adding on the other tools.
Steve, what kind of... I'm sorry.
Jump into this with a little bit of different access. I think that the tools also need to be appropriate for the user, right? Mm-hmm. So what we're not trying to do is throw out everything that we've always done and do something completely different. We need to look at who the users are going to be. If you look at me, hey, I'm a 50-year-old plus mainframer. I'm very happy with ISPF and ISPW and going in and making changes very, very fast and doing everything through green screens, right? I've been doing that for years. Now, that may not be right for Tony. Tony actually is probably more of a Topaz guy that's going to use the Eclipse editor, and he wants the full robustness, and he needs to do analysis across the application because maybe he's new to that application. And then we have the new college grads. Maybe they want to use Topaz and Git and do all of their check-ins and checkouts there, but then do their promotion to the mainframe and have ISPW do their builds and deployments. All of those should be able to be satisfied in your DevOps toolchain. So I think when you're looking at it, it's not only the tools that you're looking at for quality checking and lint and source code analysis, performance analysis tools. It's also looking at how the users want to interact. And if you embrace the type of developer, the old and the new, right, and you integrate those in an enterprise DevOps toolchain, you will get a much better acceptance, and you can automate across the board rather than treating them as silos, simply because I like to use a different editor than Tony May.
All right, that's a great point. Tony, you were directly responsible for the DevOps transformation initiatives on the mainframe at a major credit card company. Can you share some of the challenges you had to overcome in your DevOps journey for the mainframe, some of the obstacles you ran into internally, et cetera?
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Matt. So I think one of them's already been touched on, and I think one of the biggest ones is mindset. Whenever you go down a DevOps journey, and again, this isn't isolated to the mainframe platform, but it's especially true. You have to change the mindset. Like, DevOps isn't something you just throw a few tools together and everything just magically works. You have to change at the ground level. You have to change the mindset of the people and how they want to do their work in order for them to buy into DevOps. Now, this doesn't negate what Steve said, because Steve is right. You know, it shouldn't matter what editor you're using or how all of it should plug into the DevOps pipeline. But you have to change that mindset and get everybody thinking about, I want to upgrade, I want to upskill, I want to go faster, like start measuring. That's one of the biggest challenges that you have. The other challenge that you have is pushing this out to all of the different teams, especially in a larger organization. You're never going to have a one size fits all. You're never going to create the pipeline of pipelines that, you know, team A, team B, team C, and team D, all of them can just plug into it and use. You have to create a basic pipeline that has the flexibility for teams to put in the specific nuances related to their development. So you create more of a template, and then you allow teams to use that template and give them enough flexibility to modify it as they need while still providing the guardrails and the core capabilities that your pipeline puts forward, right? I think the other thing is with DevOps and with basically initiating CI/CD, you have to show the value of this. You have to be able to measure it. You have to be able to show that if I go down this route, we're going to be X percent more efficient. We're going to save X amount of money. We're going to have X amount of additional time. We're going to be able to deliver X more story points, more frequent deploys to production. We're going to shift all that testing left. You have to show all these benefits whenever you're going to do a transformation like this, especially on the mainframe side.
And when you have that template, you probably have pilot teams that work on that. And how often do you change the actual template as it moves through? Or do you just keep the same template?
No, it's, you know, you hear the analogy that Constitution is a living document. Right. This template is a living template. As things go by, you maybe don't modify that initial template, but you provide more templates, or you add some things to that initial template for teams to make use of. So as technology is growing and changing, you need to keep that up to date with what's going on and the new techniques, the new procedures. And the great thing about the template system too, is not, you don't have to jump in the deep end all at once. You can sort of wade in. You can wade into the pool and get used to the water before you start swimming. So, you know, day one, you don't want to throw everything with the kitchen sink at them. You don't want, you know, build, deploy, test, scan, security scanning, you know, code quality, et cetera, et cetera. This allows teams to adopt, get used to it, get their feet wet, then add the next piece in, and then add the next piece in, et cetera. And again, I can't emphasize this too much. You have to give them the capability to make some adjustments and to make some to do some experimentation on their own.
Okay. One more follow-up on that. What did you gain by leveraging automated tools like ISPW, Topaz Workbench, Topaz for Total Test? What were some of the tangible benefits you received from those solutions?
Just like what I said, so our engineers were able to work more efficiently, and we were able to, I mean, just to be frank, deliver more code, deliver more solutions, deliver more story points, however you want to term that. You know, we saw about a 20 to 30% gain. It's a little different team to team. It was a little different team to team, but basically somewhere in between 20 and 30% was our actual gain. So somebody that was doing 20 story points a sprint is now doing 25, 26, 27, right? We were able to see more frequent deployments into production. So we saw about a 40, 50% increase in the frequency in which teams were able to deploy to production. And we saw an efficiency in our testing. We saw, so testing that was taking 2 weeks, we were able to boil that down to a couple of days. And then as we got more efficient, we were able to boil that down to a few hours. And like I said, those results varied a little bit team by team. Some teams jumped in a little faster than others, but overall, those were the kind of results we saw.
Mark and Steve, do you have anything to add about challenges that might be found?
What Tony was talking about is absolutely right. Let's just be clear. You need to capture how your process is running, right? So if you want to report to your management on your CI/CD process and how it's integrated in the speed, you need to capture and report on those metrics. right? Just putting together a DevOps toolchain is great, but really when you want to go show the value for the effort and the increased value and how you're enabling your business to go faster, for the folks that are building the CI/CD toolchain, capturing those metrics and having them in a displayable dashboard that you can share with management is an important part of your CI/CD pipeline.
That's a great point, Steve. That's a really good point.
And I'll throw in a plug for ZAdvisor, BMC Configure ZAdvisor, which is free to current maintenance customers, that helps you measure your progress and helps you measure how things are going throughout the software delivery lifecycle. There are some recent podcasts and blog posts about that, so I'll put the plug in for those, and I'll include some links in the show notes.
Matt, for the customers that happen to be using ZAdvisor, it's not just for the development tools. Look for data going into ZAdvisor from our IMS and DB2 tools and our operation tools going forward in the future. So you'll be able to have those dashboards for a lot of different products that you may support.
Yes, and they're adding those each quarter. It's expanding throughout the BMC AMI and BMC Compuware portfolios. So that's great. Where does automation come into play in the CI/CD pipeline? We've already touched on this, but what are some key considerations for implementing automation?
Can I jump in and say that, you know, agile without automation is boring? So, you know, they always say that you don't need tools to enable agile. I'm on the opposite side of that. I think if you're going to increase your rate of change, you're going to do multiple smaller release packages, you're going to do frequent automated, you're going to eliminate all of the manual trade handoffs in the process. You need automation and tools.
They go together.
They're really required, because otherwise it just becomes tedious and boring and a huge manual process. So really where the speed, the cost, the value comes is in that automated CI/CD pipeline.
Agile is the process and the methodology, and really these pipelines are how you carry it out. And it's the automation that makes the difference, because if you speed up things, and I'm developing faster, but if you don't have the automated testing there or a way to deploy quickly and fall back quickly, then it falls apart. You don't get your speed. So you need the automation to enable you to do that testing and the deploys, and to link both the distributed and mainframe activities together.
Tony, anything to add?
No, I think Steve and Mark hit it right on the head. Where it would begin, I see it as with the engineer, as with the developer in his workspace, because the CI portion of CI/CD. When you're talking automation, part of it is to go faster so that the company can get solutions better, they can restore service quicker, and all those are very valuable pieces. But another valuable piece is what I've heard termed developer experience, which is the ability for the engineer or the developer to do their work and do it in a fast, efficient way. And the automation in this needs to start in that CI process, with how quickly and easily can the developer write his code, generate or build his code, test his code, and then check his code back into the SCM in order to push it down the pipe. And making that a delight for the developer and the engineer as part of their experience, you can't measure that in terms of dollars, how valuable that is. Because a happy and efficient workforce, everything stems from that. So I think when we're talking automation, I think that's one of the first places you want to look. And I think that ties directly into what Mark and Steve were saying about the agile process and automation.
Great. And you have to consider data in the process as well, right? Steve, what role does data play, and how should organizations approach it?
If your data is not incorporated in your CI/CD pipeline, how you're managing it, how the process is working, if your DBAs are not involved in the process, you have a huge gap. And that gap is an opportunity for improvement. So in data, first of all, you have to have the right data, right? So if I'm going to run my automated test, I need to have data that represents all the test cases that I need to test. And I don't need multiple of it. So make sure that you have the right data that's in your testing environment. Make sure that you have the right automation. that the right test cases. But there's also change management to that data structures. So if you are sending over tickets and you're waiting for your DBA team for 3 days under a typical SLA to have them make a simple change to a table in your structure to enable your development or your testing process, there's a problem there. So really, when we think about engineering and operations, we think DevOps, but really you need to include your dev plus your DBAs plus ops into your automated CI/CD pipeline. And when you think about it, that there's traditionally 7 to 10 sets of test data per every production application, that is a lot to manage and to keep track of. And having your DBAs, the change management, and the managing your data through your right testing is a key part of your CI/CD process. And so don't leave it aside just because it's another team that you got to work with. Start figuring out how you can incorporate those changes into your process, and it will make it go faster with higher quality with less tedious work that has to be done by side teams.
Mark, anything to add?
Well, I just think it is about the having that right test data available in just the right amount to properly test. So often we just think of more data is better, and that's not true because it takes more time and it really doesn't get you more test cases. So really looking at getting the right amount of data and to make sure that it's free of privacy concerns. And that's a lot easier to do when you're dealing with much smaller data test data sets.
And Matt, we talk about database DevOps, and that's about the change to the schema management that works for DB2, IMS, or even VSAM on however you're managing changes to the structures that where those sets of data are used by multiple teams. So if you hear us talk about database DevOps, that is just a subset of a modern CI/CD pipeline. It's not a replacement for it. It ties right into it. And really what we're trying to do is tie your changes together. So if I'm an application developer and I have database changes that are going with my software change, which something like 40% of changes require, right, that as I move through my environments, that my database changes move with my software changes. And if I need to dynamically provision environment, so maybe that I need to run a test which is destructive on the data, why not have my CI/CD auto test, provision my DB2 environment for say, load my right amount of data, run my test, and then if I don't need it anymore, maybe scratch those tables and clean up that environment. So all of these things can be done. And so when you start thinking about test automation and doing right sizing of testing and adding that to your platform, look at your database DevOps change management processes as well, because you do need to tie those changes together, the data structure changes and your application software changes, and they should move together through your route to live, right? As you move from dev to test to prod.
I'm going to put everybody in the spot here. We'll start with Mark and then go to Steve and then Tony. Any final words on the subject?
I think a lot of it is that people are afraid, or it seems so large to do this, and it really is something that is, I guess, part of the agile mindset is piece at a time. Right. Set up a pipeline, go to another group. You know, if you don't have a pipeline, find somebody who does because you have them. And it's like we were seeing before, it's adding the mainframe in to these pipelines. So find someone else who has them, learn from them, and just start. Just start implementing it to automate one process and then add it onto it. And to never give up, just keep working to continuously improve it.
Steve?
So it's kind of interesting. I would say even as late as 5 years ago, we would go out and we would talk to mainframe development teams about CI/CD processes using a distributed automation tool like Jenkins. And they'd all look at us like, what? Something that's very, very common in the distributed space, the distributed developers had already been using for years. But I would say in the last 2 years, I haven't got that deer in the headlights at all as I've talked to people about CI/CD automation. There are lots of tools now that you can use. Jenkins is one of them. It's one of the most common. You know, BMC provides a lot of Jenkins plugins for teams going that direction. But now, even if we go to DBA teams and we talk about automating DBAs, when you say, look, and we have these Jenkins plugins, they know what we're talking about. They know that their application development teams have the CI/CD pipelines in place built on an automation engine, if not Jenkins, something that's similar that does your automation for you. So we see this universally adopted and being embraced So if you think that, hey, this is kind of new or it will never work here, that has absolutely been disproven for the mainframe. And that having automated CI/CD pipelines are truly beneficial. And we see more than half of the folks that I talk to easily have some sort of CI/CD pipeline in the works and are on their journey.
And you also don't want to be left behind. If your competitors are doing it, you should be doing it as well.
Yes, there is great value in doing it for driving your business forward, reducing costs, and maybe you're reducing staff on the mainframe as well, and you're doing more with less. All of those come into play on why you should be embracing this automation.
Okay, Tony, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I think I'll be concise for once and say, build it and they will come, to quote a movie. If you're worried about people making use of this or people adopting CI/CD to the points that Steve just mentioned, if you build it, if you build those pipelines and you show the value, they'll come and use it. It's going to be selling free water to people coming out of the desert. Right. They're going to come, they're going to make use of it, and they're going to do it. And that was one of the experiences that I had. Build it for a few teams and show everybody the value of it, and then they will start utilizing this. And to Steve's point, they'll see that there are tools, there are capabilities, there are things that will automate your process and make developing on the mainframe a delight.
And this all reminds me, I'll add in another plug for a podcast series that we did back in 2020, Building a Better Software Delivery Platform, that covered a lot of these details in more depth over the course of, I think, 15 episodes we had, splitting up different parts into an episode each. So people might want to check that out. I'll add a link to that as well. We're out of time for today, but Steve, Mark, Tony, thank you again for being here.
Thanks, Matt. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
So as I said earlier, I'll include some links in the show notes, including the ebook, Maximize the Benefits of Your CI/CD Pipeline by Including the Mainframe, a recent blog post by our very own Mark Stettenhelm on the subject, and more. So thank you to our audience for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Modern Mainframe. Take care. You're listening to the Modern Mainframe, BMC's Intelligent Z Optimization and Transformation Podcast, covering the latest trends and issues on the mainframe, and how BMC AMI and BMC Compuware Solutions can help you build a mainframe-inclusive DevOps toolchain.